The haunting image, an international mystery with a growing demand for answers.
And if he's not alive, then it is the Saudis who would know what happened.
We cannot have an ally who murders in cold blood in their own consulate.
Fallout today. Saudi Arabia's stock market tumbled. Tech and media companies pulling out of a Saudi investment conference. The kingdom's American embassy tweeted, appreciation to all, including the U.S. administration, for refraining from jumping to conclusions.
We're going to find out what happened. We're looking very hard.
Missing 12 days, Saudi critic Jamal Khashoggi, a permanent U.S. resident and Washington Post columnist. Turkey's government says it has evidence he was killed by Saudi operatives. Former CIA director and NBC News analyst John Brennan.
It would be inconceivable that such an operation would be run by the Saudis without the knowledge of the day-to-day decision maker of Saudi Arabia. That's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
It's a great honor to have the Crown Prince with us.
The president's close ties.
I mean, I love Saudi Arabia.
Add pressure to his pledge to deliver severe punishment if the Saudis are responsible. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin still plans to go to that Saudi conference next week.
Along with the president and the general investigation, Mr. Mnuchin will make up his mind as the week progresses and as new information surfaces.
The Saudi government has denied any involvement and issued a statement today saying it would respond to any political or economic actions taken against Saudi Arabia. Tonight, in a new joint statement, the governments of the United Kingdom, France, and Germany said there must be a credible investigation with those responsible held to account, and they expect the Saudi government to provide a complete and detailed response.